find out the secrets of making pet food at home. Legal notice. The publisher strived to be as accurate and complete as possible in the creation of this report, notwithstanding the fact that he does not warrant or represent at any time that the contents within are accurate due to the rapidly changing nature of the Internet. While all attempts have been made to verify information provided in this publication, the publisher assumes no responsibility for errors, omissions, or contrary interpretation of the subject matter herein. Any perceived slights of specific persons, peoples, or organizations are unintentional. In practical advice books, like anything else in life, there are no guarantees of income made. Readers are cautioned to rely on their own judgment about their individual circumstances to act accordingly. This book is not intended for use as a source of medical, legal, business, accounting, or financial advice. All readers are advised to seek services of competent professionals in medical, legal, business, accounting, and finance field. Chapter 1, Homemade Pet Food: Why It Is So Beneficial. It is a well-known fact that homemade food is always a healthier option for pets when compared to the market-packed food. The increasing hazards to the health of the pets have made pet owners stick to containment of commercial pet food. The basic fundamentals of health for human beings are applicable for pets also. Natural homemade food has always been the best option for both human beings and pets as well. There are many benefits of feeding your pet with homemade food. The most obvious of them is the usage of natural ingredients that assures nutrition and safety, which also becomes an enjoyable experience for the pet owners to cook for their pet. From the last few years, many people have become much aware of the harm that's associated with the unhealthy commercially made food for pets. Giving your pet homemade food will make sure that your pet is not eating some crap from the stocks available in the market. Rather, you will be satisfied enough because you would be aware of what went inside the food and be assured of its wholesomeness. After safety, nutrition is another important factor because with the commercial packed food, it is hard to determine the difference between fact and fiction. Who has the time to uncover claims that are related to the market foods? However, when you cook food by yourself, you have full control over all the nutrition that should go inside your pet's diet. This would certainly keep you away from worrying about the unnecessarily declining health of your pet that happens because of unhealthy packed foods. Another aspect of homemade pet food is its cost effectiveness. Many pet owners have realized that a major part of their earnings goes for purchasing commercial pet food items. Its expensiveness is evident from its growing industry, as generally people are unknown of the hazards that are associated with commercial food. Like human beings, pets also like variety in food. Making food for them at homes can easily render them a wide range and bring a change in their menu. Eating the same sort of food products can make them hate the food. A better option is to feed them with homemade food options. Many people, especially the ones who love to cook, find preparing meals for their pets quite an enjoyable task. Indeed, it is a much healthier and a right solution if you actually want your pet to stay fit and happy. Chapter 2, Making Pet Food for First Time: What Precautions to Take. Over the years, many people have been noticed speaking to professionals with questions regarding the pet's food. How to cook food for my pet? The answer is of course very simple, but there are many precautions that one needs to take while starting to cook food for your pet for the first time. These days, most of the people are heading towards feeding their pets with homemade food only, perhaps because of the increasing costs of the commercial pet food. Some people don't consider the market food nutritious enough for their pet. Well, to start off is very simple. However, it is a general assumption of many people that cooking for pet is a very laborious task, but in reality it is not the case. All you need to have is a recipe of the food and start off with it. One doesn't need to join any cookery classes for making food for pets. It's as simple as someone cooking for the whole family. Now add your pet's meal also to your regular cooking routine. It doesn't take much time to understand preparing quality food for your pet, which should contain the necessary food groups, which is very easy to obtain. While purchasing food items of your family, you can also shop for your pet's food, thus saving your time and adding to the fun of purchasing stuff for your pet. One advice for the first-time pet food cookers would be to stay on the simpler side while cooking. Since it's your first time, so don't try to indulge in creativity with the food. Just stick to preparing healthy food which is easy to make. If you have been asking yourself, how I cook for my pet, it simply means that you are not satisfied with your pet's current diet and want to add to its health. Another reason is the expense that is associated with the commercial pet food products, which is making you cook homemade food for your pet. Well, whatever be your reason to go for this option, you are surely going to provide a healthy life to your pet by cooking nutritious pet food at home. However, you should always keep in consideration the needs of a pet. Your effort to cook for your pet for the first time would automatically be rewarded when you will feel the satisfaction it gives. Chapter 3: Natural Pet Food Making Techniques. In the recent past, many reasons have made the pet owners worry about their pet's health. One of them is the commercial dog food that has made pets lose on their quality of life. Reasons are simple: giving priority to profit than quality, presences of preservatives and hazardous chemicals, usage of low-grade ingredients and so on. These are all those factors weighing heavily over every pet owner's mind. However, to get rid of this worry and ensure a good health of your furry companion, there is an option of switching over to natural food which will be good in quality and also save you from the huge expenses of market food. There are many techniques of making natural pet food at home. To start with, one can find innumerable recipes on internet for providing your dog wholesome nutritious dog food. However, while choosing a particular recipe for your dog, it's important to pay special attention to the requirement of your pet. Some ingredients, amounts and processes may not be appropriate for your pet. Also, different breeds have different requirements. Just like individuals, pets can also suffer from allergies from certain food products. Any random diet picked by you for your pet can have adverse effects on its health. Basic fundamentals say that your pet's age, size and lifestyle play a vital role in determining the choice of ingredients for preparing its food along with the portion size also. It is recommended that you consult a veterinarian to have ample knowledge and understanding about your pet's dietary requirement. After doctor's approval only, one should move towards making recipes at home and bringing changes to your pet's diet. What has to be added and what must not be given to your pet should be your decision based on your assumption. All in all, it's very significant that if you prepare your pet's food by using natural food products, you must seek out for balancing proportions as well. This includes a balanced amount of fats, carbohydrates, proteins, minerals and vitamins. Calcium, which is extremely important for any pet, can be sprinkled on your pet's food in the form of eggshell powder. Since pets are carnivores, so they require at least 40% protein in their diet, which can be easily obtained from lamb, beef and chicken. Check out at your local market if the butcher has a separate pet section and purchase good quality meat which contains no antibiotics, chemicals and hormones. The rest of the 60% of food can be whole wheat, bulgur, rolled oats, quinoa, couscous, barley, brown rice, lima beans, peas, millet, yams, broccoli, corns, and carrots and so on. So, get started with feeding your pet the natural way now. Chapter 4: Homemade Pet Food for Dogs. It is a fact that feeding your dog with commercially prepared food is not the right way. Dogs have suffered from many health problems leading them to die early and that too after suffering a lot. Most of the dog owners must be aware of the fact that dogs have always been kept on a raw meat diet for ages. It is only today's fast-paced lifestyle and the emergence of commercialization of the food industry for pets that has made ready-to-eat items coming in their way. This has literally hampered the life patterns of dogs. According to a research by experts, dogs are said to be associated with the wolf's family, which are complete carnivores. Having a small digestive system facilitates absorption of raw meat, increases the importance of feeding your dog with raw food diet. Preferably, homemade dog food must contain 1/3 of vegetables and 2/3 of meat. It is very important that the homemade food cooked by you for your dog contains appropriate amount of proteins, fats, carbohydrates, minerals, vitamins and water. You can also feed them with homemade chicken or turkey recipes for dogs. since the internal organs of these animals are mostly preferred, so make sure to include kidneys, heart, tripe and liver in their diet. In vegetables, spinach, celery, broccoli, carrot and cayenne pepper have proved to be quite safe for preparing meals for dogs. There are a number of fruit options that can be included by you for feeding your dog homemade food, which include pear, grapefruit, apple and orange. Other than these, flaxseed, alfalfa, garlic, whole eggs, cod liver oil and kelp can be included in its diet as well. When you plan to prepare homemade food for your pet, it is because you want your dog to get a wholesome, nutritious diet which is safer than the market food. The idea is to keep it simple and not get overly experimental and innovate with any food product. Heed on your pet's reaction to the meals prepared by you and always remember to feed them with variety. Dogs too have preferences and this aspect would be ignored. They may not just eat at all. If you want that your dog's health is properly maintained, then keeping all these factors in mind while preparing its food is extremely crucial. Homemade pet food is an ideal way to keep a control on your dog's health, at the same time giving it a longer life to live. Chapter 5, Homemade Pet Food for Cat. Today's busy generation is always seeking for shortcuts. Thus, the idea of preparing homemade food for their cat can be impenetrable for them. Also, it may seem a little outdated as well. Obviously, it is a much easier option to get cats' food from the store out there and fill up the empty cans with dried food. It is a fact and nobody can deny it. However, this fact has a bitter truth behind it which comes with its health-bounding problems to your cat. Probably, half a century ago, commercial pet food for cats was considered useless. Many diseases like diabetes, kidney weakness and heart diseases have lowered their lifespan and put adverse effects on their quality of life. Lethargy and obesity are the common problems in cats these days. Although, if fed with natural food, a noticeable change in their energy levels with bright shiny coat and eyes, less and smaller odorous tools along with a well-balanced temper has also been observed. When you shift your cat's diet from commercial one to the homemade diet, you will be amazed to see the differences within a few weeks only. The reason is simple that a cat's body processes are designed for digesting nutrients from fresh and natural foods. Homemade food is better than the commercially cooked and frozen mass of diseases and dead animals, additives, preservatives and other acidic materials. Cats need more proteins than dogs. Modern cat foods which are high in carbohydrates may cause your cat to suffer from digestive problems. So, feeding them healthy homemade food is necessary. However, before heading to the kitchen for preparing a meal for your cat, it is important to have knowledge of some of the foods that need to be avoided. Some of these include mushrooms, alcoholic beverages, onions, garlic, baby food, fat trimmings, caffeine, persimmons, raisins, grapes, starchy food, macadamia nuts, excessive liver, raw fish, yeast dough and raw eggs. Besides this, you must serve food to your cat at room temperature only and not the hot food directly from the stove or, for that sake, not even cold food from the refrigerator. Remove bones from poultry, fish and other meats because they may cause obstruction in the digestive system. When you prepare homemade food for your cat, don't add salt to it as veggies and meats usually contain enough amount of it meant for a pet. Table scraps shouldn't be incorporated for more than 10% in its diet. This way, you can take care of your cat's health and keep it away from health problems. Chapter 6, Making Homemade Dry Pet Food. Possibly, you must have heard regarding the pet food recall that happened recently. It was directed due to pet poisoning. Some of the very well-known pet food companies and brands have been exposed to using harmful ingredients which are fatal for your cat's health. Due to this, many cat and dog owners have started to look for homemade food rather than the processed food from the market. Many of the pet owners have rooted towards making homemade food by themselves for their pet. Commercial pet foods come in wet and dry variety, and if you have planned to make your own homemade dry pet food, then there is nothing better than this. This is very simple as you can easily find all its ingredients in your own kitchen only. Mainly, preparation of pet food is just about mixing the right type of ingredients necessary for a pet's diet. Generally, Pets require a balanced amount of vegetables, meat, and starches. These are some of the ways to make homemade dry food for your pet. Mix vegetables, brown rice, ground meat, and water for cooking them together. Water should be put depending upon the type of food you want it to be, whether dry or wet. If you want it dry, then putting only some amount of water would work well for it. In case the amount of food that you cooked for your dog exceeds its usage limit, then keep in the refrigerator, but that too for not more than 3 days. For dogs, rice is a very rich source of carbohydrates. Putting teas, coffee, and chocolate in your dog's food is a strict no-no, as it may cause seizures. You can include flour in the home-cooked food as one of the ingredients. Garlic is a good source to keep a dog away from infection and stay away from fleas and worms, but only if taken in normal quantity. Usage of items like flaxseed oil and cod liver in the homemade food provides omega-3, which is extremely healthy for your pet. Always remember to properly cook the meat. Don't use onions, grapes, nutmeg, raisins, and macadamia nuts in your recipe. Making homemade dry food for your pet is a very simple task. Still, if you feel the need to clarify certain things, you can always consult a veterinarian. This way you will feed the best food to your pet and render a long healthy life to your four-legged furry companion. Chapter 7, Great Way to Save Money Spent on Pet Food. Price rise has made every pet owner a little more worried about the expenses of pet food. The cost of commercial pet foods is very high. Every person cannot afford it. An interesting part of the scenario is that if you can't spend on the commercially available food, then you must cook at homes. A better and lucrative option is to spend on a good pet food book than spending on market food. This will not only save on your expenses but also make sure that your pet is eating healthy meals. It is a very simple step towards ensuring cost effectiveness and getting to know as to what's going in your pet's body. Another source of taking help for preparing food for your pet at home is the internet. A wide number of recipes on various pets and breeds are available, catering to pet owners' needs. Remember, it's not the pet that has to bear the expenses, it's you. Regardless of how busy your schedule may be, if you actually want to save on money, all you need is to use few minutes of your life for preparing a meal for your four-legged companion. For basic medications like heartworm preventative and flea control, you can always choose an online pharmacy for pets. It is a very lucrative way of getting advice from the experts, at the same time becoming a money-saving option for you. Another source to save on money is the discount coupons. Again, these are available on internet or in a mall or a pet food store. It is cheaper to purchase food through these coupons. Also, shopping in bulk can help you to avail the free food facility or maybe discount rates also. Sometimes, on buying a particular amount of bags or cans, you can get a discount on them. Buying from local thrift stores is also an ideal option to choose. You can also research about various health insurances for pets and get the one which suits you the best. If you will maintain its health by proving it nutritious, well-balanced, and high-quality food, your pet won't suffer from any health problems, thus saving on your expenses as well. Not only will this make your pet a happy baby, but give you immense satisfaction at the same time. Indeed, it's the best deal for both the pet and the pet owner. Chapter 8, What Kind of Food Animals Love? Just like human beings have a choice and love for particular food items, animals also prefer some specific food products over others. If we talk about dogs in particular, it feels the most treated with the chicken soup. There is an added benefit of a dog's liking for this pet food, which is its cost effectiveness. Moreover, it has a very good quality of ingredients also, which is immensely beneficial for your dog's health. This soup comprises of chicken turkey, turkey meat, chicken meal, brown rice, fruit, and whole grain white as its chief ingredients, and that too without any chemical preservatives. If we talk about cats, sometimes they can be very picky. It becomes really difficult to feed them the right type of food which is liked by them and at the same time has the essential nutritious elements also. A cat may become choosy because of various reasons. Some of them may be lack of variety, dry food, old smelling and tastelessness, etc. Most of the cats will excitedly accept a freshly prepared meal, which is a chunk comprising of moist ingredients such as cooked brown rice, fresh vegetables, along with varied meats. Those who wish to cook homemade meals for their cats can easily cook its favorite meals at home too. It is an added benefit only, as then you won't need to worry about any harmful elements that commercially packed food puts inside your pet's body. Making homemade meals according to your cat's desire is not a difficult task at all. Ingredients should be pureed and slightly chunky. Cats love to have their meals which are a little warm. If it is a fresh meal and not too slightly warmed, it is sure to be quickly consumed, even by the pickiest cats. Adding a special treat to your pet's diet would certainly be liked by them. You can prepare car crackers at home whose ingredients are much nutritious than any other commercial pet food available in the market. All you need is 1 cup of cornmeal and flour each, 1/3 cup of water and 6 ounces of tuna but undrained ones. Another option is of chicken crunchies, which many cats have been found to devour like anything. Dogs or cats, or any pet animal has specific liking for certain food items. It depends upon you, as to how you understand your pet's likes and dislikes. Treating your pet with its favorite food will not only make it happier but also increase its love towards you. Improving its quality of life can be the best gift you can give to your pet. Chapter 9, Nutrients to Supply Pets with Food Made at Homes. When a pet becomes someone's best friend, it becomes their duty to take care of all its needs just the same way you take care of yourself. Obviously, you don't want to lose on your best friend because of your carelessness. Taking care of your pet does not necessarily involve getting expensive food products or items for it from the market. This does not fulfill your task of promising a good health to your four-legged companion. Instead, the utilization of commercially available pet food is going totally against your pet's health. Your pet needs some special nutrients which are not coated with any preservatives or harmful added colors. This is only possible if your pet's meals are homemade. It is the owners who have to deal with the health of the pets. Ready-to-eat food is just not appropriate for your dog or cat. An idle and healthy food made at home should basically have a balanced mix of 30% starch, 30% vegetables, and 40% meat. If your pet is switching over from commercial to home-cooked food, then initially you can add some portion of the former so that your pet gradually gets used to it. You can always consult your veterinarian about the kind of essential nutrients your breed of pet needs. It depends upon its size, age, and many other factors what is more essential for a particular pet. For fulfilling your pet's starches consumption, you can use potatoes, rice, oatmeal, and pasta. The latest pet food recall has made every pet owner aware of the hazards that it gives to a pet. That is why it has become sort of mandatory for them to cook homemade food for their pets. Always bear in mind to never feed raw meat to your pet, as it has many bacteria, impurities, and germs on it. If you want healthy growth of your pet, it is important that your pet homemade meal consists of organ meats like liver, kidney, and heart. Foods like ground beef, carrots, yeast, and brown rice are easily available and good ingredients for a pet's meal. Also, grinding eggshell in your pet's meal will certainly provide it with many kinds of nutrients. Feeding excess amount of garlic is poisonous for pets. Onions are especially a strict no-no for cats. Do not give stale food that is heated again and again, and also the one that is refrigerated for long, as it loses all the essential ingredients. Providing your pet with right type of nutritious food is in your hands. Do it right with home-cooked food. Chapter 10, Tips to Make Excellent Quality Food. Giving your pet the best of food is extremely vital if you want it to live a longer and healthy life. With the latest pet food recall, pet owners have become more conscious than ever before. Commercially packed food has taken toll on the health of the pets. That is why providing your dog or cat with healthy food which is nutritious and rich in vitamins is essential. Since today people rely more on ready-to-eat pet foods, so most of them start wondering about the methods to cook some good and healthy meals for their pets. There are some tips that will help you out with making excellent quality food for your pet. The primary factor while making dog food by you involves assuring that it includes all parts of vitamins, carbohydrates, and proteins, recommended in the ratio of 30%, 30%, and 40% respectively. This is the most essential criterion to be followed if you want your dog to be healthy by giving it a diet rich in nutrients. Then comes maintaining its energy levels. This can be done through adding protein-rich meat and some green vegetables in the diet of your pet. This will keep your pet away from feeling lethargic and absorbed. Another important tip is to consult a veterinarian before starting to feed your pet with any home-cooked meals. You can always get great advice on the needs of your pet. This is one of the best ways to ensure that your efforts of making pet homemade food are going in the right direction. While preparing meals, make sure that you use adequate amount of ingredients that are of right quality also. As they say, quality matters over quantity, so the type of ingredients only will add to the health of your pet. Unnecessarily feeding it with excessive amount of food which is of low quality will only make it loose on health. Lastly, never bore your pet with the same kind of recipe every day. This will decrease its appetite and take away all the interest from eating food. Repetition of combinations is also not advised. Add variety to the meals. It is very essential that you understand the preferences of your pet. You may be proving it the best quality food, but if it doesn't devour it, there is no point in feeding it with anything which you think is right. Just like you, your pet also deserves the best. Feeding them the best will make them stay with you for long and happily. Conclusion. Pets need natural healthy food just as humans do. If you own a pet but do not know how to prepare simple and wholesome food for them, then you are at the right place. Your pet requires balanced diet for choicest nutrition. The commercially made pet food is sometimes toxic, contains preservatives and chemicals, so you have a just reason to become paranoid. Making simple yet healthy homemade pet food is not a cumbrous task, but this ebook is the best solution. Find out the secrets of making pet food at home contains various secrets for making different kinds of interesting food for your beloved pet. This is a trouble-free guidebook to do so. Read the book and get a complete understanding of why it's best for your loving companion. Its enriching subject matter and quality information is worth reading and will guide you the right way under expert advice. Get a sneak peek of the most recent techniques and variety of pet food without having to rely on anyone.